Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
That's all right. My headphones are spaghetti once again. So bad that I'm just now putting them in my ear. Welcome back to Gwynn and Chris. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, he's a producer of the show. He's supposed to take care of the stuff during breaks.
What, make sure untangle that your headphones?
Yes, you're supposed to make sure all these things are taken care of.
We have the same exact earbuds. Mine have never been tangled.
Never?
Never.
I've seen you over there scrambling minute a few times.
Doesn't happen as often, but I've definitely seen it.
Nothing happens as often as me having tangled
it's every
headphones.
Time.
It is pretty much every time. Welcome back to the program, Gwynn and Chris on 97.3 The Fan. Still to come on the program today, Daily Gambit update. And we'll have our gambling segment coming up shortly on the program. Also in the 6 o'clock hour tonight. You guys ready? Pop quiz coming up.
Chance for Tony
to embarrass Scraby again.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it happens often.
What's the topic? How are you feeling
about
the topic?
I'm not going to tell you what the topic is.
No, I know, but how are you feeling about it?
Am I feeling like you have a chance to win?
That's what I'm asking.
I never really feel like you have a chance to win. So why would tonight be any different? That's coming up at 6 o'clock. You'll be able to play along with our weekly pop quiz. But right now we check in on week 13 of the National Football League. It's the good, the bad, and the ugly. And what was I to do this week for my bad category? The team I rely on to lead it off each week won, finally. And the Lions did so in spectacularly good fashion.
First victory of the year on the line. Goff's got it. Back, looks, throws, and
yes!
Caught! Touchdown, Detroit Lions! They did it! Amon-Ra St. Brown in the receiving end! Oh, they're rushing the field! They've done it! 3 zeros on the clock. This game is over. It's over. Jared Goff to Amon-Ra St. Brown. His first career touchdown. And how big is that?
Oh, man.
Well, I don't know. I bet you
it was big for him. It was big for them.
Yeah, it was big for them. But it was their first win. It came on the last play of the game. Goff, touchdown. St. Brown caught it. 29-27. Detroit defeats Minnesota. You know, I was at first going to be ripping on him for being so excited, but
it's hard to be.
Let's put it this way. I'm still thanking Greg Camarillo for that touchdown that kept the Dolphins from a winless season. And that was like 15 years ago.
I was thinking that same thing when it happened. I was like, that guy is the Greg Camarillo for someone.
The Greg Camarillo of the Lions. There you go. All right, Lions get one win. Arizona, they have been in the good category all year long. They get their 10th win.
Tyler back to throw, fires right side. What a catch by Moore at the 20. Runs right to the 10 to the 5. It's Connor, actually, into the end zone for the touchdown. I thought it was Rondale Moore because of the hands, but it was James Connor stabbing a ball that was an errant pass. It looked like it was going to go over his head. He grabbed it with his left hand, and then he ran down the right sideline.
Yeah, that's an announcer's worst nightmare. We got Rate the Radio call tomorrow night.
That might go
That announcer can only hope that he doesn't make an appearance. Cardinals beat Chicago 33-22. They intercepted Andy Dalton four times. Andy Dalton almost ended up in the ugly category all by himself. Finally, in the good category, the defending Super Bowl champions. And you mentioned it earlier, Scraby. What else more can anyone say about Tom Brady? He's probably going to win another MVP award. He's leading the league in passing yardage and touchdowns. And oh, about that other guy named Gronk.
Offensive line looking back to Brady, changing the line call. The snap, a good one. Brady has time. Play blitz on the crossing run. Caught ball, Gronkowski. 10, 5, 3, 2, 1. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Gronkowski.
The only thing I'll say about Gene Deckerhoff there, because he's a great announcer, is he sounds so surprised. It's Tom Brady to Rob Gronkowski. They've done that like 100 times.
They've been doing it for years.
Yeah, it's not that surprising. Tampa Bay over Atlanta, 30-17. By the way, Brady gets all the accolades, and he deserves 99% of them. But he threw one of the worst pick sixes I've almost ever seen in this game.
Yeah.
On his own goal line with like 10 seconds to go in the first half, he threw the ball to a defensive lineman who ran it in for like a 1 yard touchdown.
He gets one of those a year. What was it last year?
He forgot how many downs. If Tua had done that, they'd ride him out of the state.
Last year he forgot the downs in that one game. He's entitled to one.
He's entitled. I'm just saying there's a lot of quarterbacks who wouldn't be entitled to that kind of a mistake.
No, absolutely not. We would be wearing them out.
Exactly. All right, that's the good. Here's the bad. Jacksonville Jaguars bat leadoff in this category after they watch the Rams run away from them in Los Angeles.
Wide snap for Stafford. He snags it with one hand, gathers, throws middle. Caught by Cooper Kupp. 20, 10, crosses the field. Touchdown, Cooper Kupp. Touchdown, L.A. 29 yards from Matthew Stafford to push the Rams' lead out to 22-7 on the first drive of the third quarter.
Yeah, it was easy for the Rams over the Jags, 37-7. Cooper Kupp continues to have an all-pro season, leading all receivers in yardage this year. On the running side, it is this guy, Jonathan Taylor. He's got, I can't even believe this, he's got 400 yards more rushing than any other player in football.
Wow.
And he made things bad for the Houston Texans.
Now Mo Ali Cox motions to the left side. They give off to Taylor. Right up the gut. Touchdown! I-N-D-Y! Jonathan Taylor with his second rushing score in the ball game, and the Colts have broken it open 20-0.
I gotta say, I haven't heard the I-N-D-Y on the Hard Knocks show yet. I wonder if they're editing that out. Take a listen next time you watch the in-season Hard Knocks, because they have a lot of play-by-play in there, and I haven't heard that.
Maybe they're just using the television.
Maybe, whatever. Anyway, Indy over INDY over HTN, 31-0. The other bad category this week belonged to the former number one seed in the AFC. It was the Baltimore Ravens until they lost this game to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Third and goal from the 5. Baltimore blitzes. Bend back. Throws that pass. It's caught. Touchdown, Pittsburgh. Deontay Johnson with 1:48 to go. What a beautiful job by Deontay. Just getting into the window in the zone coverage there, getting across the goal line.
Is there
something
going on with that guy?
He was excited, like all the rest of these guys.
He had a mouthful right there.
As a former alcoholic, I mean.
Did you hear a few marbles rolling around there?
I don't know. Marbles or something?
That took me by surprise.
I got to be honest with you. I felt pretty good for Big Ben after that game. I mean, he was almost breaking down on the sidelines. All the noise that he's had to put up with, and he's going to quit the game, and he ought to leave now. He put in a pretty good performance on Sunday against Baltimore. Dialed back the calendar a little bit.
What do you guys think about John Harbaugh going for 2 at the end of the game instead of tying it up with a PAT?
It would have been a genius move if he made it, and so I'm not going to second guess him.
Did you see his reasoning for why?
Yeah, he had three or four.
He had no corner
players
basically.
Out. Yeah, he had nobody left to play. So,
and if you win, like Chris said, you're
fair.
Genius.
Yeah. All right, in the ugly category, not the game so much, but the weather in Buffalo is really ugly. But Bill Belichick and the Patriots, they created a masterpiece anyhow.
Only a couple of steps behind. Toss comes to the near side for Harris. He runs through a big hole, and he's gone to the 50. A burst to the 40. Alone to the 20. Damien Harris to the house. Touchdown, Patriots.
What a block by Jakob Johnson.
Jakob Johnson with a great block.
What a block by Jakob Johnson.
Who was it?
I got to say.
Well, I want to hear that one more time.
What a block by Jakob Johnson.
Yes. That sounded like a great block.
Hey,
he must have road graded somebody.
Hey, I think, you know, the thing that's really stood out to me since we've done the good, bad, and the ugly and rate the radio call is how much I need to stay out of things come next year. It is real. I mean, there is a perfect time to jump in, but most of the time it's not appropriate for the color guy to jump in.
You shouldn't just
I'm
yell.
Learning.
What a block by Jakob Johnson!
Because it, when you go back and listen to it, especially now that I'm doing it from a baseball standpoint, you could totally feel like, you could totally see how they feel like this is my opportunity to get in here and be a part of this call.
I got to give it to Zolak. I thought there was going to be more of him in there. There wasn't.
What did he say, though?
Oh, what did he say?
Yeah.
I just clicked off of it, but he said this.
What a block by Jakob Johnson!
Man, that was amazing.
Hard-hitting stuff right there.
New England beat Buffalo 14-10, as you know, last
it's
night.
Just the name, too, is funny. Jakob.
Jakob Johnson!
What a block by Jakob Johnson!
We're going to have to keep that now.
Okay.
I don't know where it's going to fit later on down the road, but we'll find a spot.
Who was the marbles guy?
The marbles guy was in Pittsburgh. Oh, I don't know. Okay. Was that their color announcer or their... I couldn't tell if it was still play-by-play.
We go back? Let's go.
Go back to the marbles in Pittsburgh.
Throws that pass. It's caught! Touchdown, Pittsburgh! Deontay Johnson! With 1:48 to go. What a beautiful job by Deontay. Just getting into the window in the zone coverage there, getting across the goal line.
Why does it sound like he slowed down? Like, I did not slow that down.
You know,
did
he
not.
Sounded like Rob Manfred handing the trophy to Corey Seager.
He did.
Oh, let me kiss you, Corey. It was one of my favorite moments.
That was one
history.
Of your favorites, for sure. All right, a couple more in the ugly category to wrap up Week 13. It was the weather ugly in Buffalo. It was the turnovers that were the ugly in Cincinnati. 7 penalties on both the Chargers and Bengals, and 7 turnovers. The Bolts prevailed.
Herbert makes the handoff, sets his feet, takes a shot down to the left corner, has Jalen Guyton. And that ball is, there's a flag, there is a fight for it, and it is a touchdown! Jalen Guyton muscled that ball.
Good for him. Chargers over the Bengals, 41-22. That was a strange game. The Chargers led 24-0. Then it was 24-22. And then the Chargers scored the last 17 points to run away with the game. Finally! Surprisingly so in the ugly category, but I found it to be a little boring and ho-hum, so found its way into ugly. But I guess I should never complain when the Dolphins get a win.
Second and goal from the 5. Two are rolling to his left. Throws it. Touchdown. Big hit on
it. He got it.
Hollins bobbled it right at the corner, but I think he kept on to it. They'll take another look at it, but they call it a touchdown.
They bobbled it, and he kept those feet in. They're going to give him the touchdown. That's Mac Hollins' touchdown this year, Jimmy.
You know, I saw this play.
They didn't give him the touchdown. He caught the ball and tapped his feet in and didn't give it to him.
I saw this play. It was very confusing. No one knew what the heck was going on.
Well, obviously, those guys didn't know. I had my hands raised. Touchdown, baby.
Touchdown, baby.
Dolphins over the Giants, 20-9. I know one thing, though. That play never happens without Jakob Johnson.
Jakob Johnson.
Whatever his name is. Who is it?
What a block by Jakob Johnson.
All right, I'm isolating it now.
Nobody heard you, by the way. Your mic was off.
I'm isolating this now so I can have it forever.
Right, what a block by Jakob Johnson!
Just something about that makes me laugh. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the ugly for week number 13. No mention of the 49ers loss, by the way, Scraby. You owe me.
I was thinking you were going to put it in
It would have been too
category.
Obvious to put Jimmy G at the head of the ugly category, so I left him out.
I thought you were going to put it in the good category because the Seahawks won.
No, it wasn't good. Tony picked the Seahawks in our pick'em game, and I told you at the time I wasn't happy about his selection because I had to root for the 49ers, and I did not enjoy that experience.
Neither did I.
Yeah. How did we do last week, by the way?
You got everything right.
I got everything right?
Everything right, but I picked up ground. Because Lions as my upset pick.
How about that?
Which I had all the way.
Garbage.
Right, the last play of the game. So I picked up a couple of points. You're still comfortably ahead by, I believe, 10 heading into the final 5 weeks of the season. Our pick segment is on Thursday. Next is our daily Gambit segment. So the hits keep on rolling here on Gwen and Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.